I went to Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband's birthday party. It was my first time in LA. It was maybe like 8 years ago. I had flown in. I was staying with my friend. I haven't even gotten to my friend's house. I landed at LAX. My friend picked me up. My friend said, hey, do you have like a nicer outfit? Like something to it, like I'm like, yeah, I have like relatively nicer to what I was wearing at the time. So I like change into it. We're gonna go to this party. My friend knew me well enough to know I would be interested in going to Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband's birthday party. So I changed in the bathroom. I got in the car, and we went straight there, which I believe was in Beverly Hills. And now, for those of you who don't know, Zsa Zsa Gabor was like a Kardashian before the Kardashians really existed. Her and her sisters, they were kind of, I mean, they were actresses. They were in movies and TV shows a lot. But beyond that, they were a little more, you know, celebrities for the sake of being celebrities and incredibly wealthy and entrepreneurial, but lived very lavishly. And they would call each other darling. That was like a big kind of thing. I believe Zsa Zsa also had a workout tape, a VHS, where she's surrounded by very buff individuals and then not working out really that hard at all, which was kind of her thing. She was immersed in luxury, and that was basically her brand. And now her husband, this guy, his name is Frederick Prinz Von Anhalt, and I believe he was like Zsa Zsa's eighth or ninth husband. He was German, and they called him the prince. Well, she's married to a prince. This prince, he's a prince. Okay. And then I looked it up and realized not really a prince in the traditional sense, because he was born not a prince, not with that name. And then was, I believe, adopted by some Russian royalty. It was alleged that maybe he paid for the last name, but he got the von Anhalt name. He was adopted by Mary August of Anhalt, and that gave him this royal title where he's a prince, but he's not a prince. I mean, he's a prince only in LA. Nevertheless, he seems to be, you know, an entrepreneur, a businessman, but he's a guy who liked to appear on TMZ a lot and do outlandish things, had a good relationship with the press where he would kind of say wild things and be a wild guy. At one point, there was a story about him being robbed by a gang of women in his car, and the cops found him naked, tied to his steering wheel. And there's a picture of this online. People were suspicious if it was a, you know, publicity stunt or not. He also claimed to have been the father of Anna Nicole Smith's baby. He alleged that they had a very long-term affair, I guess while he was also married to Zsa Zsa. And of course, that turned out to be not really the case at all. Nevertheless, that is who this man is. And he was married to Zsa Zsa, and it was his birthday. And this was to be held at the Zsa Zsa estate. I guess it's an estate. I don't know what you call it. What's the difference between an estate and a house? Just with more land, I guess. Okay, whatever. So we get there, and not only is the house extravagant and luxurious, but also kind of outdated in that Sunset Boulevard kind of sense, but it was also where they had just filmed the Liberace biopic starring Mike Douglas and Matt Damon. They used this house as Liberace's house. That's how extravagant this house was. So much so that the pool still had piano keys around it and a big L in the middle. everything is gold plated. It's this kind of just a cartoonishly luxurious house. So I really do not know what to make of this, number one. Number two, the guest list also blew me away. I thought this was exclusive and private, but then he turned out like he advertised this birthday like on billboards and stuff. He wanted everybody to come to this party. So that was unbeknownst to me. But who was there? Sid Croft, Sid and Marty Croft of the Croft Brothers. They did like H&R Puff and stuff and The Land of the Lost and Lidsville starring Charles Nelson Reilly. Beverly D'Angelo is there. Paul Rubens, my dear friend and Celebrity Family Feud opponent. Paul Rubens was there. Madam, I don't know if you've ever seen an old marionette puppet named Madam. She was like the early nicer version of Insult the Comic, Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. It wasn't the original puppeteer of Madam. It was, that guy's dead. It was the guy, it was like the heir of the Madam fortune. Who else was there? Buzz Aldrin's ex-wife, who I certainly could not pick out of a lineup, but that's how she was introduced to me. And there was a clairvoyant teenage medium there who I think has gone on to be very famous in like the TLC circles. And he must have had the weight of the world on his shoulders because, you know, all these people are either near death or knew dead people. So he must have been really burdened with messages that afternoon. Allie Willis was also there. And if you don't know who Allie Willis is, she wrote the Friends theme song. And she also worked a lot with a bunch of other musicians like Earth, Wind, and Fire. She wrote a bunch of their songs. So, you know, loaded beyond loaded and has this odd place in history. And she also ran, I believe, the American Kitsch Museum. Anyway, this house was extravagant. It was July. It was very hot. And me, luckily for me, I'm the kind of person, and it's also the kind of celebrity, modern celebrity environment where I'm not somebody, but on paper, I sound like I could be. Like to an older person, I sound like I would be famous. They didn't bother to look me up. They're like, what do you do? I said, oh, I was on this kid's show and I wrestle. And they're like, oh, that's what you do. How do you hear about this? There's this wrestler who's also on a show. Like, it sounds great until you investigate it. So for small talk purposes, I fit in as somebody because it's so eclectic there. Like, why wouldn't you have a wrestler at this party? I do also remember on the balcony, there was a velvet roped off smoking section. And when was the last time you ever really saw a smoking section? It was this little velvet roped off square and you would just stand in it and smoke. There was really just room for one person. So I guess if you wanted to smoke, you had to have a cigarette in complete silence overlooking the hills. And the food, I remember there being soft pretzels, which fantastic, like ballpark kind of pretzels, which were great. Too much mustard, too much to sample, too much to handle. All these different kinds of mustard. There was not enough pretzels for the amount of mustard that was there. And then there were these meats, and the meats were so like obscurely Eastern European that I could not make out one of them. I could not place one animal that any of this meat came from. Is this pork? Is this fish? I had zero idea. And I ate it and I still didn't know. Also, I believe all they had to drink was red wine, champagne, and brandy. That was it. You couldn't get a ginger ale or Shirley Temple, nothing. But the prince was there, greeting everyone. Hello, it's so lovely to meet you. I've heard a lot about, oh, you're a wrestler, huh? And they always got to do that fake, like, oh, let's grapple bullshit. He was dressed like a chef. He had on that, like, white kind of chef's coat and the, like, scrubbish pants. Of course, because he was doing the ceremonial cut of the obscure meats. Who could, you know, deny him that on his birthday? And he was talking to people and carousing and rubbing elbows, because that's really the purpose of a party such as this. And Zsa Zsa was still alive at this point, but to my understanding was completely bedridden and not allowed out of the bedroom. And the only person who could go see her is the prince. So he would go in and out and kind of act like she was interacting and having a really good time. Oh, she'll be so happy to know that you are here. She's having a fantastic time. I brought her a piece of cake. She ate the whole cake. It's amazing. You're going to love it. So it was just this incredibly surreal experience. I did not know what to make of any of it at all. And I do remember there was a guy there who was allegedly a very famous lawyer. And I remember hearing him talk about me. And he was not that far away from me, nor did he use a whispering tone of voice. So I heard him pretty fucking clearly. And he turned to whoever and said, he would look so much more attractive with his hair down. And at that point, I thought, gee, I'm going to keep this ponytail I have for as long as fucking possible. And then there was a child that was going to sing. And my friend and I thought, my, this is a really good time to leave. So as they were gathering everyone to sing, like, they were like, come around, he's going to sing. We pretended that we were gathering together. And then we snuck out. And that was my experience at Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband's birthday party. I met a real live prince. And also, what was weird as I was eating, I remember looking around and there are so many pictures, portraits of Zsa Zsa. She'd be like riding horses and it's all framed in gold. And that there was this beautiful, you're like, that's amazing. That must have cost a lot of money. And then I would look down at the meat and go, what the fuck is this? I hope I don't choke on it and have to wash it down with branding. And then we left and I realized those were my best friends. This has been more content with RJ City.